before starting, I just want to say to those who do not know me, I have not joined in the Naga Babas or something. I'm just trying to observe the Kartik Vrata. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Today is a difficult day for the disciples and grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada, because they have to bring two very profound concepts together. One concept is that Srila Prabhupada has left, and another concept is that he has not left. As early as 1968 in Montreal, Rukmini once asked Srila Prabhupada a question on separation from him, and Prabhupada gave a very wonderful answer which can bring these two concepts of him having left and at the same time him being fully present in our life, or the possibility that he is fully present in our life. This brings it together. So Rukmini asked the question, I feel so far away from you when you are not here. Srila Prabhupada, oh, that you should not think. There are two conceptions, the physical conception and the vibration conception. So the physical conception is temporary and the vibration conception is eternal. Just like we are relishing the vibration of Krishna's teachings, so by vibration he is present. As soon as we chant Hare Krishna or chant Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, he is present immediately by his vibration. He is absolute. So a personality who apparently is absent, like Krishna or the spiritual master, can be present in a vibrational form. Therefore try to remember his words of instruction and you will not feel separation. You feel that he is with you. So we should associate by the vibration, not by the physical presence. That is real association by sound. We are touching Krishna immediately by sound vibration. In Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada said, as soon as you chant, you should know that you are touching Krishna with your tongue. That's a very loving touch. So we should give more stress on the sound vibration, either of Krishna or of the spiritual master. Then we feel happy and no separation. When Krishna departed from this world, at that time, Arjuna was overwhelmed with sorrow and he began to remember the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. You find this in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He immediately began to remember the teachings that were taught to him in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Then he was pacified. Arjuna was his constant friend. So when Krishna went to his abode, he was feeling overwhelmed, but he began to remember his teaching. So whenever we shall feel separation, the best thing is to remember the teachings. Then it will be very nice. Is that clear? Yes. So you can chant Hare Krishna. One devotee told me that last year he was not even able to participate in this celebration of the offerings given to Srila Prabhupada, because just the idea that Prabhupada has left is just so painful. And I really feel it is painful. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been stated that of all the painful things in this world, the greatest impact as far as torture is considered, that means the most painful thing is separation from a devotee of Lord Krishna. It is painful, and if there is no feeling of pain, and if we just take shelter in philosophical concepts, it may mean that we don't really have a personal relationship, and we never had. So just to avoid that fact, we escape in an abstract concept. Still, although that pain is felt, we have to do something about it, and this is given here. This solution is to associate by Vani. So today, on Prabhupada's appearance day, I would like to run you through a few sentences or instructions of Srila Prabhupada, but since I see you are a typically tired audience, I will now need to do something to awake you, to bring you on the board. There's one Prabhu, you look very sweet when you sleep. Hare Krishna. No, please stay. Okay, acha. Here is a very nice story which was told by Srila Prabhupada's servant, Giriraj Maharaj, which I would like to use as an introduction to the little snippets of Vani which you will hear. It was in the early days when Srila Prabhupada had a little temple in Los Angeles, and somehow or other lady, a Gujarati young woman, associated with Prabhupada as his cook. This lady had left India and had gone to America to marry her would-be husband, and she had heard of this great sadhu and that he was in Los Angeles, and decided to render some service. And because she knew cooking, she would cook every day for Prabhupada, and they would talk in Hindi together. And Srila Prabhupada had amongst his many, many sides also a social side where he would talk and discuss prizes with the sabjiwala, and you know, and act on that platform. So one day, this woman who was just very new in America said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, after my cooking, I would like to see today a department store, an American department store." So, you know, in India, they don't have. Oh, don't know now, but they didn't have department stores. There was a sabjiwala who only had sabji. There was a dentist who had only pulled teeth before his office to show how good he was. There was the bicycle waller, the bed waller. Everyone used to be specialized on one thing, but in a department store, the lady had heard every item you could imagine was brought together with unlimited variety. So, being new to America, she wanted to see a department store. Like maybe if you are new to New York, you want to climb the Empire State Building and have an overview over the never sleeping beast called New York. So she had some touristic interest. And then Prabhupada, he said something to her as an answer, and this I would like to be the introduction. No, don't go. If you see in the department store so many items, you will develop attachments. So the lady was still in a joyful mood. She had not understood the Prabhupada had switched. He was now the perfect teacher, no longer the saint from India. Oh, no, Swamiji, I will just see the different toothbrushes and pots and everything they have in America, all in one department. So I will just see, and then I quickly come in. No, don't go. If you see so many items, you will develop attachments, and as a result, you will have to take more births. Don't go. And then Prabhupada said something very solemn. You argue with me now, but you will regret it later. So the lady went into the department store after many, many years came back to the devotees and said, I regret that I went into that department store and I saw so many items. Prabhus, this is serious. Prabhupada's path is don't go into the department store and see what the material world has to offer for your diversions. Especially when you become older and the Vata mind becomes so interested in so many books. Prabhupada was not for it. He used to say, don't look into the newspaper. It makes the material world appear so real. Yes, we have a very loving person, a very sweet person, but here we have the teacher. This is his standard. This is his educational method. It is one of them. Instead, Prabhupada would advocate that we should have association with spiritual things. In the Nectar of Instructions, he quotes the very common verse from the second chapter, text 62. He says, Sangat Sanjayati Kama. Your desires will be influenced by the type of association which you keep. You know, when you have association with sense objects, you will be a sensualist. That's why you will want this. That's why he said to this young person, don't go in the department store, because you will see so many things, that is, you have association, and then you will develop desires in this directions, which will pull you through your next birth and next death. But in Nectar of Instruction, he says something else about, he takes a different slant on this verse of association. He says, one's desires and ambitions develop according to the company one keeps. It is often said that a man is known by his company, and if an ordinary man associates with devotees, he will certainly develop his dormant Krishna consciousness. We all know the shloka in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the mula means root of devotional or spiritual advancement is association with advanced devotees. You have to do this, otherwise your desires, which will be born in the association with the department store of Maya, and you know how much items are there of interest in the world, you know, and you will not make it. The association of your mind, feed your mind the right things to become strong. So I now have a few nice quotations. This is now a brief point. Prabhupada describes in this first section, which we will hear, what is a bona fide spiritual master. One should not become a spiritual master for one's personal benefit, for some material gain, or as an avenue of business or occupation for earning livelihood. Bona fide spiritual masters who look unto the Supreme Lord to cooperate with Him are actually qualitatively one with the Lord, and the forgetful ones are perverted reflections only. Yudhishthira Maharaj is advised by Narada, therefore, not to be disturbed by the affairs of so-called happiness and distress. Oh, this is, by the way, not Prabhupada's voice. Is it correct? But to look only unto the Lord to execute the mission for which the Lord has descended. That was his prime duty. It is the voice of Prabhupada. I was not sure, maybe that was a paraphrasing. No, the point which is here important is spiritual masters cooperate with the Lord to execute the mission for which the Lord has descended. I think this is Prabhupada's very, very outstanding feature in my life, at least. Krishna has a mission to get the conditioned souls back, and the bona fide spiritual master is really only there to help and cooperate with this mission. And Srila Prabhupada has this very wonderful mission to bring conditioned souls back home, back to Godhead. And he is very, let me say, very encouraging. He makes it always appear so easy to become Krishna conscious. That is so much what I appreciate in Prabhupada's preaching, and I do appreciate this, especially in this Kartik month. In the Kartik month, we allow ourselves to read all kinds of Vrindavan-related literature. But when I read it, I have become lately a little depressed, and I think, oh, I will never get this right. I will never absorb myself spiritually in Krishna consciousness so easily. It is so difficult to absorb the restless mind, especially when you try to really do it by chanting all the available time which you have the Hare Krishna mantra. I see my mind is very rebellious at times, and movies from the past come up, which are slightly embarrassing even, as far as their content is concerned. And at that time, one feels, oh, it's so difficult. But then one turns to Srila Prabhupada, and he makes it, he gives reasons to be encouraged. For instance, this one. The inhabitants of Dvaraka, because of their being pure devotees, without any tinge of the material contamination of fruitive activities and empirical philosophical speculation. In other words, these inhabitants of Dvaraka don't want to enjoy, and they don't want a big mind to think about many things. No? These inhabitants can see the Lord face to face by the grace of the Lord. Now Prabhupada, listen to this. Here is a direct meeting of Krishna is described, and then he says, this is the original state of the living entities, and can be attained by reviving our natural and constitutional state of life, which is discovered by devotional service only. So Prabhupada here says, you can meet also Krishna face to face. It's your natural and constitutional state of life. Don't be mental. It's possible. It can be discovered by devotional service only. And when I read this, whom trying to chant all day, what I feel is immediately, wow, I can also join Krishna. It's after all natural. It's normal. It's unnormal to not be together with Krishna. And he says it in such a matter-of-factly way. First of all, you asked, I mean, 35 years ago I asked myself at one stage, is he serious about it? Or is he just telling this? Is he a preacher? And no, when you read Prabhupada's books, he's very, very serious. It's not so difficult to become Krishna conscious. You just have to be a little bit simple. That's all. So I like this very, very, very much. Patanjali in the Yoga Sutras says, by ordinary sadhana, you can purify the restless mind a little bit. But if you find out that it's still dirty after trying so hard, there's only one method. He said the ordinary method, he compares the mind with a cloth, to wash the cloth is you use soap and the stick, tang, tang, tang. But if there is still blood in the cloth or colors, then you have to burn the cloth. That's the only way to purify it. So he says, the ordinary way to purify the material mind is to do sadhana. But if it does not work, there's only one thing left. In this example, it's burning the cloth, but what do we have to do? We have to absorb ourselves in Krishna consciousness. We have to be absorbed, Prabhus. No nonsense, no newspapers, no department store. Absorb yourself in Krishna. We all have heard that Lord Kapila Dev said, this process of absorption is like a healthy stomach air. Stomach, when you put something in the stomach, it dissolves the food, the sabji or the chapati or the Krishna conscious cake, you know, it dissolves this. So he says they are executing the process of bhakti, bhakti can dissolve the material mind. This is what Prabhupada, in my mind, wants to bring us to. He wants to bring us to full absorption, because then this material mind can be dissolved. And that's why he takes this no-nonsense stand, no department store stand, because he knows if we see the different possibilities, sangat sanjayate karma, we will desire them. And it's so hard to stop desires. I don't know if you have ever tried to stop what you really desire. You can do it for 2 weeks and then you will do it anyways, you know. So desires can only, material desires can only go away, and spiritual desires can only come by absorption. This is very important. One more quotation on this. Yeah. Now this absorption in Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada would teach us one process. It's sharanagati, surrender. We always in the old days would hear this word, and it's now no longer in vogue so much, but it was very much in vogue. Making yourself dependent really on Krishna. Here is a typical statement on this state of consciousness. Prabhupada says, having unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord as one's protector, friend, and master is the natural condition of eternal life. Again, this word, it's natural to have unflinching faith in Krishna as your protector, friend, and master. A living entity is so made by the will of the Almighty that he is most happy when placing himself in a condition of absolute dependence. This is a typical Prabhupada statement. You know, the teacher who cuts through the illusion of half-hearted devotional practice and illusions. He says, you are constituted, like John Paul Sartre said it in a different way. He said, the living entity seems to be cursed to be a religious being. So Prabhupada's statement sounds differently. He says, a living entity is so made by the will of the Almighty that he is most happy when placing himself in a condition of absolute dependence. And then the logical Umkehrschluss, this is philosophical German, everyone says if you want to know philosophy you have to learn the German philosophers. Here is a word for you, Umkehrschluss. It's so beautiful. It means when you go to the opposite position, and then you look from that opposite position on your statement which you have made, then you will make an Umkehrschluss. So here is it. If you don't make yourself dependent on Krishna's will, become happy, then... the opposite tendency is the cause of fall down. One must draw towards the Lord in all circumstances. Krishna. One must draw towards the Lord in all circumstances. So this is a high task. It's the bar is very highly placed for us. You know, high jumping, when you jump high altitude, I mean, I don't know how to call it. And there's an Olympic discipline, where the sports person runs, and then he has to jump, and the bar is high, is placed. I think at the moment it's 2.10 meters. You have to just...
We wouldn't know.
So to place the bar high would mean now from this position 2.20 meters.
It's very high. To always place yourself into a dependent position that is very high. And in my simple feeling as a disciple of Prabhupada, I can only do that if I take shelter in what Prabhupada wants to give me as a disciple, that is Krishna. If you connect with your desire to wish to have Krishna, then you will place yourself into a position of absolute dependence. Otherwise, this is gruelsome. It means it cuts away all everything which we all devotees like, you know, literature, intellectual argument, listening. It's really Hare Krishna. And you know how difficult it is to control desires. So the controlling of desires which rise in our heart and which are there, we need to have association. We need to have association with Srila Prabhupada, and the way which is open to us is his literature, his reading, his purports, discussing them in a heartfelt association with devotees. What does this mean? What does he say? What is the consequence? And then seeing, desiring Krishna, and then you really want Krishna. Krishna se toma, Krishna dite pa, toma rasha katiyache, amito kanga, Krishna Krishna boli, taita va pache pache. Bhaktivinoda Thakur addresses the Vaishnava. Krishna is yours. You have the power to give Krishna. I'm nothing more than a beggar running behind you, calling out, Krishna, Krishna. Bitterly weeping, I will understand, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the miseries resulting from indulgence. And I will beg for relief from the miseries of material existence. When the venerable Vaishnava hears of my suffering, he will petition the Lord profusely on my behalf. In response to this prayer, the all-merciful Sri Krishna will then display his compassion towards this wicked person. I really feel on Prabhupada's disappearance day, it is a good day to meditate, to not let him disappear out of our lives. It's a good day to turn to him. It's a good day to confront also the stuff which has accumulated in our hearts, because we may not have been careful enough, and we may have been looking in the department store a little bit too much. It's a good time to then turn to him in a mood of surrender and say, Krishna is yours, please give him to me. This is prayer. Now, those who have studied psychology know that a speaker is most excited about a subject which concerns him. I must tell you, my dear devotees, this was on my heart, because I'm trying to chant extra rounds, and I'm seeing what I am. It's not very good, not very encouraging. After all these years, oh Krishna, yeah, one can do service and then run from one thing to the next, but
sometimes it's good to stop and see, hey, my heart, my foolish little heart, what is with your desires? Are you doing this to please Guru and Krishna? My dear heart, become healthy by the association with your exalted spiritual master and his teachings, and take them to heart, and you will be healthy, happy, and everything. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.